Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say it's ad-grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Am I on the air?
Yes. Yes, you are on the air. What is going down, everybody? Welcome to the best damn entertainment-related podcast on the interwebs. This is Am I on the Air, your weekly one-stop shop where we bring you all the latest and greatest in TV and movie news. Every week, you come here and you get caught up in the world of entertainment news. I'm your host, Don Mega, and welcome to the show. Tonight, it's season 15, episode 6, and our title of tonight's episode is simply Daddy. We got a big review coming for you for Daddy's Home 2. And of course, like I said, all the news and reviews in the past week of entertainment. So, without any further ado, let's get right into it and let's start breaking down this review. I got a review for you for the number 2 movie in the United States, which is Daddy's Home 2. Of course, the sequel to the Daddy's Home movie came out a couple years ago with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. And I'll tell you, I love the original Daddy's Home movie. I think it's a hilarious film. I'm a stepdad myself, so I related with a lot of the different things that went on in the film. Trying to win your step-sibling over, trying, you know, do you do too much, do you not do enough, whatever the case may be. It was a really funny movie. I think Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell have great chemistry. We saw them first team together on The Other Guys, which I think is such a great movie. And this was fun, man. I love when Mark Wahlberg goes comedic. In the first movie, he was such a dick, and it was just them trying to one-up each other the whole time. And then, of course, spoiler alert, everything goes great by the end, right? So in part two, we pick up a couple years later. Everything's going great. They're actually really good friends now. They're co-parenting. They're doing all the right things. But in true sequel fashion, their dad show up for this Christmas, and you got John Lithgow playing Will Ferrell's dad and Mel Gibson playing Mark Wahlberg's dad. They come to spend the holidays, and of course, all hell ensues, and hilarity ensues at the same time. They go away on a vacation, and they're going to celebrate Christmas together. Instead of having separate Christmases with separate families, they decide, let's do this together. And of course, do you think it goes well? No, it doesn't. So, I won't get into any more specifics as we try to stay spoiler-free here. But I will say it's a pretty funny movie. It's a good little sequel to the first one. I did not like it as much as the original film. The original film had a lot more heart, and it was just, I don't know, it connected with me on a lot of different levels. The second one here felt like they toned down the realism of what the first one was, and kind of just went more for the silly laughs. There's a couple moments in this movie where I was just kind of like, really? That's what we're doing right now? And it kind of almost made me feel a little uncomfortable because I was just like, this is like silly, really kiddish kind of humor. And I know they were trying to make a family film, so that's okay to an extent. And but it was just a little too much for me in a couple scenes. So I didn't like it as much, but I did enjoy it. And I will buy it on Blu-ray when it comes out and join it up in the collection with part one. I think it's a worthy little sequel. It was good, it wasn't great. So I would give Daddy's Home 2 3 out of 5 stars. I will say the chemistry is great as always. Farrell and Wahlberg are awesome, as you would expect. It's really the dads here that kind of steal the show. John Lithgow is always awesome in everything he does, and he's fantastic here. But for me, it was Mel Gibson that stole the show. He just came in and just dominated this role as this just egotistical, I give no F's kind of dad. I really, really dug it. You know, some people might just say, oh, it was Mel Gibson playing Mel Gibson. And maybe it was. But you know what? It came off awesome on screen, and I sure as hell enjoyed it. It looked like this cast just had a great time making this movie, which therefore made me have a great time just watching it. So even though it falls short from what the original film was for me, I still really enjoyed it. And I would say if you were a fan of the first one, definitely go give it a watch. Check it out. I think it would, if you're, like I said, if you like the first one, I don't see why you wouldn't like this one as well. So Daddy's Home 2, 2 out of 5. Or I'm sorry, 3 out of 5 for me. Sorry. 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5 stars for Daddy's Home 2. All right. And speaking of reviews, I do want to shout out one more time. You know, every week I've been trying to pimp this out. I want to make sure you guys are getting this app and you're following me there. I'm talking about Stardust. Stardust is a really cool TV and movie review application that you can get on your cell phone, you can get on your tablet. Doesn't matter if it's Android or iOS. Just download Stardust. It says Stardust for movie and TV fans. Basically, on this app, you can record 30-second mini reviews for your favorite television shows, for all your favorite movies, and post them and share them online. So I've been with Stardust since the launch of the application. I absolutely love it. That's why I talk about it almost every single week here on the show. I highly recommend you download it. Give me a follow. I'm on the app strictly as Don Mega, D-O-N-M-E-G-A, and you can follow me along with all my reviews. I try to always pimp them out on the Am I on the Air Twitter page and, of course, on my personal page. I do a lot with it. I do a lot with television shows and, of course, all the new movies. So, you know, pretty much every Friday night I check out a movie and I post my review up that same night. So, you know, if you were wondering about Daddy's Home 2 and I haven't put out a new episode yet, you could just jump on Stardust, see what my review was, and you would already know if you should go check it out over the weekend or not. I think you'll really like it. If you listen to this show, I don't see why you wouldn't really dig this app. And I'll tell you, man, sign up for it. Do your own reviews. You don't need to just watch mine. Do your own reviews, and I'd love to check out yours. You know, if you follow me, I will follow back. I try to definitely share the love there. Since Justice League is coming out in a couple days, I did a little DCEU review on the Stardust app. I reviewed Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, both the theatrical and the extended cut, Suicide Squad, and of course Wonder Woman leading up to Justice League. And of course, I even did a video on Justice League giving my anticipation video. I even have a special one on there, my daughter, even sharing her love for Justice League coming out this Friday, which is pretty awesome. So lots of cool and funny videos always promoting up on Stardust. So remember, download the app, follow me first at Don Mega, and then check out all the other great Stardusters that are on the application. All right, so with that being said and out the way, I do want a really quick one more pimp. I'm going to say, if you haven't seen Thor Ragnarok yet, what are you waiting for? I have now seen it 3 times. I went again over the past weekend and saw it for the 3rd time. I went back and watched it again in IMAX. So fantastic. Really, really digging this one. I redid my Marvel Top 17, and I'll say Thor Ragnarok landed at number 6 for me in the entire ranking of the MCU. So got that posted up. I thought that would be pretty cool. I know we were trying to figure out what our new countdown would be, and it falls at number 6 for me out of the 17 films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I've seen it 3 times. No excuse if you haven't seen it once yet. But if you have seen it and you haven't come across our spoiler review, I highly recommend you check out our special episode. We did it about a week ago. It's listed under the side tab of Am I Still on the Air, which is my little spinoff side project of this show, where I bring on usually a couple guests with me and we break down a certain subject. So I got together with my boys Peeps and Friggins, and we broke down Thor Ragnarok in full review, man. Spoiler filled, because everything I do on this show is spoiler free. So when we do the Am I Still in the Airs, we like to be spoilerific, so you can come listen to a review and not be held back on anything. We completely break down Thor Ragnarok, what we liked, what we didn't like, where we think things are going. It was a really fun discussion. So if you haven't heard that yet and you finally saw Thor Ragnarok, please make sure you go check out the spoiler review. It's available in a couple different places. It's, if you're subscribed to us on iTunes, you should have already seen it. It'll be on your feed. On all our streaming stuff, it'll be on your feed. If you go to amiontheair.com, our official webpage, there is a separate tab at the top that says, Am I Still on the Air? Click that. You'll see all our bonus episodes, and it's right at the top. Same thing goes for our good affiliates over at reddragonsradio.com. Go to reddragonsradio.com, click on the Am I Still on the Air tab, and you'll see it once again right there at the top as well. Check out the Am I Still on the Air Thor Ragnarok spoiler review. It is up for your liking. Okay? And, of course, all my Stardust videos for Thor Ragnarok as well. So those are all posted also on the app. Okay, with that all being said and the pimping out the way, let's get into our news of the last week, okay? Russell Crowe and Nicholas Hoult are set to star in a new film called The True History of the Kelly Gang. We have your first look at the CW's Crisis on Earth X superhero crossover, which I'm super, super stoked about that we're going to be doing another big crossover in the CW. This, of course, is going to be a two-night event that has The Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, and Arrow all together, coming together for a big two-night crossover event. The World of Troll Hunters from Guillermo del Toro over on Netflix is going to expand the world, and it's going to become a trilogy series. Next up, it's going to be overall called Tales of Arcadia, which will include Troll Hunters, another one called E Below, and Wizards. So Troll Hunters is this year, E Below is 2018, and Wizards is 2019, and it'll become a trilogy series called The Tales of Arcadia. So they're expanding the universe of Troll Hunters over there on Netflix. Fringe alum John Noble will be voicing the big bad Malice on an upcoming Legends of Tomorrow episode. Mark Millar teases that the first comic coming from his Netflix deal will be The Magic Order, a brand new story that will combine magical fantasy with mob stories. That's going to be coming out soon. We have the first official trailer for Sherlock Gnomes. And I have to say, I didn't watch this when I posted it. And then when I went and saw Daddy's Home 2, they showed this trailer before it. This looks so bad. I hate to talk smack about a kid's movie, or really about any movie in general, but this Sherlock Gnomes trailer was horrible. And I even think the first Gnomeo and Juliet, I think, was the first movie. It actually, that one was pretty cute overall, but this looks horrible. We also have your third official trailer for Ferdinand, which is another animated movie coming out in December. We have your first official trailer for Hangman, starring Al Pacino and Carl Urban. The Mick Season 2 just got some more episodes ordered, which is pretty awesome. I do love The Mick, so I'll be taking that. We have your first official trailer for Transformers Titans Return, coming to the Go 90 app. It's an exclusive Transformers one for that. The Punisher's Jon Bernthal and Karen Wohl, who was in Daredevil, now she's on the new Punisher show as well, say they want to cross over into the MCU. I think anybody on the Netflix shows would love to cross over into the MCU. By the way, The Punisher debuts this Friday, November 17th, on Netflix. We have an article up taking a look at all the New Mutants films characters in the upcoming movies, so you can get a breakdown of who all these characters are. Julianna Margulies is set to star in a new show called Dietland, which is coming to AMC television. The Walking Dead's Lauren Cohen is joining Mark Wahlberg in the upcoming Peter Berg action film, Mile 22. Pretty cool. Ben Affleck is at it again, basically acting like maybe he will, maybe he won't, as far as being Batman goes. He was doing an interview for Justice League, and the reporter said, "So Ben, you've done it 3 times now. Do you think you're going to hit 5? And Ben was like, "Well, let's take it one day at a time. I don't know what the future holds." Or something along those lines. And they kind of just moved on to the next subject. It's kind of pissing me off, to be honest, how much Ben Affleck is kind of acting like he likes Batman, but he doesn't, and he wants to do it, but he doesn't. It's really, really weird to me, because he's coming across lately like that he doesn't want to do it again, but then a couple months ago at Comic-Con, he was like, "Oh, I'm going to be Batman as long as they'll have me." And everybody got all excited, but now it doesn't seem like he's going to do it. I mean, as of earlier today, somebody asked him if he was going to be in Matt Reeves' upcoming solo Batman movie, and he said he's contemplating it. And then he also went on to say later in the article that he was looking for a cool way to segue out of being Batman. I don't know what this all means. You know, this is the same guy that's, when asked about Matt Reeves back at Comic-Con, said, oh, I'd be an ape on the ground for Matt Reeves. I would love to work with Matt Reeves. So then why are you now being like, oh, I'm contemplating it? Are you in or are you out, Ben? Honestly, what I really do feel is the bottom line here is he's waiting for Justice League to come out and he's waiting to see what people think of it. If everybody loves it, then I think he will probably stick around and be Batman again. If everybody talks shit about Justice League and says, oh, it's a horrible film and Ben sucks and blah, 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 he's going to just be like, peace out, I don't want to do it no more. I think he's just trying to wait and see at this point. It's unfortunate because I know he's a big Batman fan. I know he was excited when he signed on for the role. I think he got burnt a lot by BVS. I think a lot of people that just didn't like that movie, it really scarred him. I think he's also, you know, he's a good actor and he's a good director, and I think he's also tired of when he does other projects that all anybody wants to talk to him about is Batman. It kind of makes you feel like, dude, does anything else I do even matter? He directed a movie last year, which I can't even think of what the name is of it, and every time he did PR for that movie, all anybody cared about was, tell us about Justice League, tell us about being Batman. So, I get why he might be kind of pushing it away a little bit, but you know what, Ben? You have a good thing going here. We love you as Batman. I've gone on record by saying that I think he's the best Batman we've ever had. So, I would be very, very bummed if he bounced after this movie, or even if he bounced after the solo Batman movie. I want to see him in Justice League 2. I want to see him pop up in other people's movies. I want to see him do more, and he could do more. I want to see him fight Jared Leto. I want to see him do so much more. I hope he doesn't bounce. We'll have to wait and see. Like I said, I think he'll make a decision after Justice League comes out publicly this Friday on November 17th. Vin Diesel and Mudbound's Virgil Williams are working together on Crusher's Club for NBC. They're developing, it's going to be a brand new boxing drama. Toni Collette has joined the new Netflix drama Wanderlust. On the big rumor mill, it's looking like Suicide Squad 2 could introduce Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Black Adam as the villain in Suicide Squad 2. They're saying supposedly that a version of the script says that the Suicide Squad has to go after a threat that's almost akin to like a nuclear bomb, and it turns out to be Black Adam. So this is interesting. I mean, I know we're not going to get Black Adam in the Shazam movie. I know that they're working on a script for his solo movie. Him popping up as a villain that the Suicide Squad is chasing, that could be pretty cool. I think he needs to be introduced in another film, whether it be in the next Superman movie, and it's Superman versus Black Adam, or it's Suicide Squad 2, or he pops up in Aquaman, who knows. But I think he needs to make his debut in a smaller role in another one of these films, and then springboard into his solo film, and then of course eventually into the Shazam movie, which we know is coming along right now with Zachary Levi. So that's the rumor right now. Nothing confirmed, but the rumor right now states that The Rock playing Black Adam could be the villain in the upcoming Suicide Squad 2. We have your first official trailer for The Post, which is the new Tom Hanks Meryl Streep movie directed by Steven Spielberg. Congratulations to Call of Duty World War II. Its sales have topped $500 million worldwide in the first 3 days of sale. Ooh, congratulations, that's awesome. Drake, yes, the rapper Drake, is bringing back the British drama series called Top Boy over to Netflix, and it will debut in 2019. We have the new official teaser trailer for Early Man, which is a new animated film with Tom Hiddleston doing a voice. It looks like the Dark Universe, Universal Pictures and their Dark Universe, may be dead already. Now, they've only done The Mummy, but they were going to be doing Frankenstein and The Invisible Man with Johnny Depp and all kinds of stuff, right? Well, Alex Kurtzman, who launched it, along with his writing partner, Chris Morgan, both of them have left the project. They have left the Dark Universe, which therefore right now makes you feel like Dark Universe is pretty dead at this point, don't you think? They have no active films in development. Bride of Frankenstein was supposed to be next, but then they pushed it back. So I don't know. I don't know where this goes. Universal Pictures has not officially stated that it's dead, but when your two main people that are pushing this universe have left, it does not bode well. They were the masterminds behind the Dark Universe, and now they are gone. So we'll keep you posted on what ends up happening with that. Netflix's monstrous obstacle course called Ultimate Beastmaster is back for season 2, so check that out. Wonder Woman is ranked as the best reviewed superhero movie on Rotten Tomatoes. That was until Thor Ragnarok came out. sorry, I had to do it. Josh Groban has joined Tony Danza in the new upcoming Netflix series, The Good Cop. Seth Rogen's adaptation of The Boys is landing over at Amazon. Yes, Amazon Prime will be doing the comic adaptation, and it'll be hitting Amazon in 2019. That's coming from Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who right now currently do Preacher. They will be doing The Boys next over on Amazon. Shameless has been renewed for a 9th season over on Showtime. Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon have a new TV series that's been picked up by Apple TV. 2 seasons of the morning show drama have been ordered by Apple. I don't think either of them are going to star in it. I think they're just working together on it. It looks like Creed is going to fight Ivan Drago's son after all in Creed 2. So this is part of the rumor. We talked about this in the past. It looked like this was the direction they're going, and it sounds like this is definitely what they're doing. Ivan Drago's son versus Creed in Creed 2. I love it, man. Rocky IV Part 2. All over again. Why not? But that's a rumor right now. Still not confirmed, but we'll roll with it because I definitely think that that's where they're going with it. Faux show. We have some new set photos from Glass. Which is pretty cool. It's a new M. Night Shyamalan film they're currently filming, and Samuel Jackson reprising his role as Mr. Glass from Unbreakable in it, which is a pretty cool picture to see on set. Stranger Things producer Sean Levy is set to direct and produce Crater, which will be a new sci-fi film written by John J. Griffin. Let's see here. The House Next Door has cast Danny Trejo and Rick Ross for the Meet the Black sequel. The Little Drummer Girl is set to become a 6-part series based on the Little Drummer Girl, the best-selling 1983 spy novel. Dynasty, the show Dynasty, which just came out over on the CW, has already scored a full season order. So congratulations to that. No word yet on Valor, which is their other new series that has not been officially picked up yet. Harry Potter actress Evie Lynch is set to star in a new indie drama called Indigo Valley. Blade Runner 2049's poor box office may cost the company $80 million in lost profit when everything's all said and done here. That's too bad, man. Blade Runner 2049 was pretty damn good. We have your full list of winners from the Country Music Awards that went on last week, so check that out if you're interested. This was big news right here. I actually did a Stardust video on it when the news dropped. Kevin Spacey, of course, you know, I've been trying to stay away from talking about this news on here about all these guys, actors, producers, directors that are being, you know, called out for sexual misconduct in Hollywood. Every day I feel like somebody new is getting blasted. Kevin Spacey, of course, has been blasted very much. So many people coming out saying he groped them, he molested them, he did this and he did that. He's set to be in a movie that comes out in like 6 weeks. At the end of December, a new movie's coming out called All the Money in the World, which is directed by Ridley Scott. And Kevin Spacey is one of the main players in this film. In crazy news, they have decided to replace Kevin Spacey in this film. And they're taking him out and they're bringing in Christopher Plummer. Christopher Plummer will be playing the same role. And they're going to reshoot all the scenes that Kevin Spacey was in with Christopher Plummer. And they still plan to have this movie come out on December 22nd. Pretty incredible, if you ask me. This is the closest I've ever seen a movie try to keep its release date and do something like this. The reshoots supposedly are going to cost Sony about another $10 million to pull off. But Ridley Scott says, I don't want Kevin Spacey in my film. And, you know, and I don't blame him wanting to change something this close. I mean, Netflix just fired him from House of Cards. You know, nobody wants to put Kevin Spacey on screen right now because it'll definitely hurt the bottom line. So it's just gutsy to bring in another actor and reshoot all of these scenes to a movie that's done already. So it'd be crazy to see how they pull this off. Ridley Scott said that Christopher Plummer was his first choice when he was casting the movie, but he said Sony told them, we need a bigger name, and they went after Kevin Spacey. So Ridley Scott's actually happy that he could finally get his Christopher Plummer in, because that's who he wanted from the get-go. So we'll see. I think it's crazy, but we'll see where it goes, man. All the money in the world still set to hit theaters on December 22nd. Metal Gear. I think Metal Gear Solid is one of the best action video games that we've ever had, and it looks like they're trying to turn it into a movie. Jurassic World and Kong Skull Island writer Derek Connolly is currently writing the script for Metal Gear Solid, which is pretty damn awesome. So they're trying to go for it, man, and I'm with them. Hopefully they can do it. We have Everything Wrong with Baby Driver in 14 minutes or less. I bet one of those now is Kevin Spacey's in the film. Too soon? Too soon. We have your first trailer for Game Night, which looks really good, starring Jason Bateman. It looks pretty damn funny there. Rachel McAdams is in it as well. We have your first look at the female Doctor Who, Jodie Whittaker's Time Lord. You get to see what she looks like in her first picture released. Kingsman: The Golden Circle will hit 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray and DVD on December 12th. Can't wait, man. I love this movie, so I can't wait to pick this one up for the collection. We have the first trailer for Netflix's new German time travel kidnapping story called Dark that debuts on December 1st. By the way, speaking of Netflix, I finally finished Stranger Things Season 2. I loved it. It was so good. Not as good as Season 1, but really, really solid. Once again, you can check out my Stardust videos for more on that. Manchester City gets an Amazon soccer documentary series that'll be coming. Congratulations to Thor Ragnarok, which is past the $500 million mark, and it becoming the 12th consecutive Marvel Studios film to reach this goal. We have a bunch of Black Panther character posters that have come out. They look really, really cool. Check those out. All 8 Harry Potter films are coming to HBO on January. HBO has announced an anthology comedy season 2 for High Maintenance. High Maintenance, HBO announces a season 2 is coming for that. I never even heard of High Maintenance in season 1, let alone a season 2. Star Trek Discovery Chapter 2 will premiere on January 7th, 2018. That'll be the second volume of episodes coming January 7th, 2018. MTV has ordered Ridiculousness companion series with Rob Dyrdek. The upcoming show will be called Amazingness. Amazingness. To go with Ridiculousness. Okay. Oh, man. Let's see. What do we got here? Bravo has renewed Andy Cohen for 3 more years. Universal Pictures has announced a new Blumhouse horror movie called Truth or Dare, starring Lucy Hale and Tyler Posey. It'll be released on April 27th of 2018. This was big news that came out the other day. Rian Johnson, director of the upcoming Star Wars The Last Jedi, has been announced that he is developing a new Star Wars trilogy. Yes, a new one that will have nothing to do with the Skywalker saga. It's going to be a brand new trilogy. He will write the whole trilogy. He's set right now to direct the first movie of it. But it will take place in another pocket of the Star Wars universe with all new places and all new characters out there. This is pretty awesome. I want to set the record straight here because there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, I hope they do Old Republic. Oh, I hope they do this or that. The article states he is creating something brand new. Brand new. Another pocket universe in the Star Wars world. So to me, that does not mean he's going to adapt any of the books, any of the video games, anything that's come before. He's making something new. So I wish people would read the details before they go spitting off what they think is going to happen. A brand new trilogy is officially in development from Star Wars The Last Jedi director Rian Johnson, a brand new set of films. So this is pretty damn exciting. I love it, and I can't wait to see what Rian Johnson does here. EA has bought out Respawn and has confirmed a new Titanfall game, which I'm super excited about because I love Titanfall and I can't wait to see what they do there. We have your official final Red Band trailer for The Shape of Water. This is the new Guillermo del Toro film that's coming out. Check out the new Red Band trailer for that. Michael B. Jordan is set to make his directorial debut on The Stars Beneath Our Feet. Also, going back to the Star Wars world, a new live-action Star Wars TV series has been announced. This will be coming on the brand new Disney streaming service. We've talked about this before, that Disney is launching their own, basically, Netflix. That's going to come out at the end of 2018, early 2019. And they need to do original content on it. So they've said, we're going to do a live-action Star Wars TV series that will be exclusive to their streaming app. So no words yet on who it's going to be about, where it's going to be, where it's going to be set. But I'm excited for it, man. A Star Wars TV show sounds pretty damn cool to me. The new Marvel shows that will be coming out are set to ditch Netflix in favor of Disney's new streaming service as well. So we know Marvel is going to be doing a new show on the new Disney streaming service. What it's going to be, we don't know yet. Rumor has it that they're going to be doing a Monsters, Inc. TV show, a couple other things that will be exclusive, like the Star Wars show. Right now, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist will continue to be on Netflix. But once the streaming service starts from Disney, we'll see how that's going to go. If they're going to get pulled and moved over, or they're just not going to do any more of that series. We'll have to wait and see. But there is something new coming from Marvel for the Disney streaming service directly. Ellen Page has joined the new Netflix series Umbrella Academy. I know a lot of people are super excited about that one. We have Everything Wrong with Bad Moms in 18 Minutes or Less, along with Everything Wrong with Daddy's Home in 14 Minutes or Less. We have an honest trailer for Stranger Things, which is pretty awesome. It kind of recaps season one, which I really, really loved. We have the new trailer for Hostels, starring Christian Bale and Rosamund Pike, that you can check out now. Right, yeah. And even though I don't like talking about it and I don't want to talk about it, I'm forced to talk about some more of this sexual misconduct stuff because it relates to TV shows and upcoming projects. So, of course, Louis C.K. was basically outed last week as doing a lot of sexual misconduct by several people. And now HBO has cut ties with Louis C.K. in wake of his misconduct claims. Yeah, so HBO has cut ties. They're not going to do anything else with him. And then a lot more kind of came out of this as well. That on top of it, his new movie, which was called I Love You Daddy, has been completely scrapped. So that movie, which is already done, is not going to see a release right now. Netflix has also canceled the upcoming Louis C.K. special. They said they will keep his old ones on the service, but they're not going to do anything new with him right now. So it's what happens, man. It's what you get. And he even came out and, sorry, before I jump ahead, I just want to say, so, HBO has also removed all of Louis C.K.'s past work from their streaming stuff. So I Love You Daddy's been canceled and Netflix has cut ties with him. Louis C.K. did break his silence. He released a lengthy statement saying that, yes, everything you heard is true. I did this stuff. And he basically admits that he took advantage of people because of his celebrity. So we did post that article up on our Twitter and our Facebook page. So if you want to read into it, definitely check out the full article from Louis C.K. All right, I'm going to change the subject. Let's get away from this stuff right now. We got an article up with Ben Affleck talking about what Zack Snyder and Joss Whedon both brought to Justice League, how their visions kind of melded. We have some new character posters for Marvel's The Runaways, which debuts on November 21st on Hulu. Disney's new streaming service is said to cost much less than a Netflix subscription. So that sounds pretty cool to me. I honestly thought the Disney streaming service was going to cost like $15 or $20 a month. If they're saying it's less than Netflix, that means less than $10. So I think maybe they'll go with $7 or so, which would be pretty damn cool. So I like to hear that from Disney. Thank you for not taking advantage. Louis C.K. has also been dumped. I hate that I have to bounce back to it, but I forgot this part. Louis C.K. has been dumped by FX from all his shows at well. From all of his shows that he's involved with on FX. He's gone. They've cut ties with him on all of that stuff. So I know that he, you know, does a lot of like Baskets and a couple other shows on there that he's involved with. His ties are cut. In addition to that, Universal Pictures and Illumination have terminated their contract with him as well. He was supposed to do a voice on the upcoming Secret Life of Pets 2, since he was the main voice of the dog in the part 1. So they fired him from that as well. So, Kevin Probably Saves the World gets 3 more episodes over at ABC. We have the first season 5 promo for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that you can check out. Some pretty interesting characters pop up. I'm like, who is that? What am I missing here? We have the announcement of the Injustice 2 third fighter pack, which features the Enchantress, Atom, and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't understand, guys. I don't. You know, some people love this stuff, and it's nothing against the Ninja Turtles, but this is a DC superhero fighting game, and I want to see more of my superheroes. I feel like so many people are missing from this game, and these DLC packs keep just bringing people on that I don't care. I just don't care. Give me other stuff that I do want to see, man. You know, I think they're dropping the ball a little bit. It'll probably be fun to play as a Ninja Turtle, but to me, it's a missed opportunity. But that's coming soon, so look for that. I'm glad to see Adam and Enchantress get their move, though, for show. For show. Let's see what else we got here. Like I said, I got all my DCU reviews up on Stardust. I already talked about that. Stranger Things 2 reaction up on there as well. Thor Ragnarok dominated globally with another $133 million worldwide, which is pretty damn awesome. Continues to move. It passed the $600 million mark, so congratulations, Thor Ragnarok, which in less than 3 weeks has already made more money than the first Thor and Thor the Dark World in total of their full run. Jason Momoa has teased that The Crow is moving forward again, finally. The Crow Reborn looks like is on its way. Jason Momoa tweeted a kind of wet-looking, artsy kind of face that definitely looks like the Crow makeup, and he said, "Corinne Hardy, let's do this." And for those of you that don't remember me reporting on this so many months back, Corinne Hardy was the director chosen to do this reboot. He's had a lot of ups and downs. It looked like he was doing it with Momoa, but then the studio went bankrupt. Then Sony, I believe, purchased the rights to it, and then nobody knew what was going to happen. This looks like confirmation that Momoa and Corinne Hardy are going to do it, and they're going to bring The Crow Reborn back. So I'm super excited. Let's do this. Let's finally get this Crow reboot made. Mark Millar teases that big Kick-Ass and Hit Girl news is on the way, so I can't wait to see what he's talking about with that. We have the Crisis on Earth X CW crossover plot description has been released. We posted that up if you want to check that out. I don't want to spoil you by reading it, but check that out if you're interested. We have the brand new trailer for The Greatest Showman, which comes out next month with Hugh Jackman. It looks pretty damn good, even though I'm not into musicals. It looks pretty good. George Miller is suing Warner Brothers over his Mad Max Fury Road money. He says he's got an unpaid $7 million bonus that he is owed based on profits on that movie. So we'll see what happens to that. The Deadwood movie may begin production in the fall of 2018. They're trying to make this thing happen. Sony announced a new superhero movie. And this one's a little bit off the grid here. Morbius the Living Vampire. I don't even know how he's part of the Sony universe, because I thought Marvel would have the rights to this. But Morbius the Living Vampire, which is a Marvel character, is in development over at Sony Pictures. They're looking to continue on their Spider-Man spinoff universe. And now a Morbius Living Vampire movie is in the works. So, hey, man, this is a character I know a lot of people love. I don't know much about it, but it's moving forward, so it looks like we're getting that one sooner rather than later. We talked, I think, on last week's show about Amazon wanting to do a Lord of the Rings TV show. Well, it's now been confirmed. Amazon has made a multi-season commitment to adapt J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, and the deal includes a potential spin-off series as well. So, do you get that? They're going to do a multi-season commitment for a Lord of the Rings TV show, maybe even including spin-offs. This is pretty crazy, man. Good going, Amazon. Run with it. I hate Lord of the Rings, and I will not be watching this, but I know a lot of people do love it, so it's a pretty good move, I think, on Amazon's part. Also in the works is a Hitman TV series in the works from John Wick creator Derek Kolstad. You know what? I love the Hitman video games. I think they're great. Both of the movies have been okay. I liked them for the little action movies that they were, but none of them, neither of the two really felt like Hitman to me, like the video game. A TV show could be really, really cool. If you have like it on Showtime or HBO, do a little hour episode each week where he goes on different missions, different assassin missions, killing people. Could be a pretty damn badass show, man. Instead of stretching it out to a full movie every week, you just give him a new mission to go take care of. I'd be down, especially with the John Wick creator being behind it. Let's see what comes of this. I'm excited. Kevin Bacon is set to headline Showtime's new show, City on a Hill, which will be coming soon. Wonder Woman 2 is getting a new release date. It was supposed to come out in December. It was going to come out December 13, 2019, which was right around a new Star Wars movie. So that wasn't smart. So they decided, let's get away from Star Wars. And the movie will now be released in November of 2019. So that's good. So they're moving it up a month. It'll come out in November. Give it plenty of time to breathe before Star Wars comes barreling in. Henry Cavill says that we will see the true Superman in Justice League. That makes me super happy. I'm so excited for Justice League. My tickets are purchased already. I'm going to IMAX, going to an advanced screening on Thursday. I'm so happy to check this out. This is my most anticipated movie of the year. I hope it doesn't let me down. I don't think it will. Early reviews have said it's a lot of fun. The chemistry is great on the cast, and everything's looking good. So some of the critics that are really harsh are kind of complaining about stupid stuff like, oh, it might be a little thin and maybe they weigh too much on the action and this and that. But you know what? It's a Justice League movie. I want it to weigh in on the action. I don't care if the villain's super thin. We deal with that all the time in the Marvel movies. All we need is a good team dynamic. We need it to be fun and we need to have some great action, and I need Superman to be brought back in a really cool way. As long as all those boxes are checked, I think we're going to have a great time. So look for my Stardust reaction Thursday night. I'll be very excited to get that out to you guys as I check it out in IMAX, and we'll probably see it again right away this weekend as I'm going to take my daughter. She's super stoked as well to see it. And of course, I'll probably take my wife and I'll take everybody I know to go see it multiple times because it's Justice League and I know it's going to be awesome. All right, that's our news of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, we are caught up to speed. We have done it. Our latest and greatest in entertainment news has been caught up. So let's talk about our box office and our release dates, and we'll wrap this baby up. Out on DVD and Blu-ray this week is going to be Atomic Blonde, Wind River, The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, Brigsby Bear, and Amityville The Awakening. I already got Atomic Blonde, love this movie, and definitely I bought it on digital a couple weeks ago and got the Blu-ray in the mail today, ready to rock on that. In theaters this Friday, we just talked about it, Justice League, but also coming out is Wonder, which looks very heartfelt. It's going to probably make me cry when I see this movie. Owen Wilson, Julia Roberts with the son, who deals with a lot of bullying at school because he doesn't look like everybody else. And the trailer made me tear up, and I know the movie will too. It's a sad, sad, based on a book that's very, very sad. But that comes out this Friday as well. So Justice League and Wonder. Let's talk box office. Coming in at number 10, it's Lady Bird with 1.2 mil. Number 9 is Happy Death Day with 1.3 million. Number 8 is Blade Runner 2049 with 1.4 mil. Number 7 is Geostorm with 1.5 million. Number 6, Tyler Perry's Boo 2 and Medea Halloween, 2.1 mil. Number 5 is Jigsaw with 3.4 million. Number 4, Bad Moms Christmas with 11.5. And here's where the couple debuts come in. Coming in number 3, it's the brand new film Murder on the Orient Express, bringing in $28.2 million. Very nice there. And number 2, Daddy's Home 2 with $30 million. Both films exceeded expectations. Murder on the Orient Express and Daddy's Home 2 were estimated to make about $25 million. So Murder brought in $28 million and Daddy's Home 2 brought in $30 million. So very nice debuts for both of those films. And number one, once again, with a very small drop from week one to week two, was Thor Ragnarok with $56.6 million. I think I read this was the smallest drop of a week one to week two for any Marvel film. So congratulations, that's pretty damn fantastic. Thor Ragnarok killing it. Like I said, I've seen it three times, so that's why it's holding up pretty well. Because I know a lot of people are going back for multiple viewings because it's that damn awesome. $56.6 million for its second week in a row. Killing it. Enjoy it, because Justice League's about to kick your ass out of there, Thor. they're getting ready. Can't save the world alone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this show. Please make sure you follow us on Twitter at Am I On The Air. You can follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Our official webpage is amiontheair.com. Make sure you bookmark it and enjoy it. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. If iTunes ain't your thing, we are available on Google Play Music, on Stitcher, on Spreaker, on TuneIn. We're, of course, available to listen to audio files of this show on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/amiontheair, and you can listen to all the shows right there as well. On top of that, we got Instagram. Make sure you follow us on there. And, of course, Stardust. Make sure you follow me at Don Mega on Stardust. I want to also shout out our great affiliates at reddragonsradio.com. It's reddragonsradio.com. Follow on Twitter at reddragonsradio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's November the 13th. We are broadcasting live here from the Red Dragons Radio Studios. And I thank you so much for tuning in for another week's worth of news. We kept it nice and sweet at that 45-minute mark. I swear, this is our sweet spot no matter where we are. I hope you guys have a great week. I can't wait to talk to you all again next weekend when we review Justice League. All right, guys, have a great one. And until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!